Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Kenny, yesterday I dubbed not just one of the 43 perfect days in Northeast Ohio. And it was a perfect day. I called it the best day.
I thought it was 45 perfect
days. Was it 45?
Yeah, I think it's 45.
45.
Have we gained a couple? Thanks to these beautiful Octobers.
Oh. You're just saying that because the guy who told you that is on WUAB 43.
Sometimes
Lorraine
he is on 43. That's right. Jason Nichols. So I said yesterday was a perfect day. And I think I have to say it's the best day. Yesterday was the best day of the year. You had
it was a nice day.
Peaking fall foliage.
Wasn't too hot?
I didn't think it was.
Nah.
Didn't think it was. Now, I have said before I thought 72 and sunny?
Yeah.
I said I actually thought 66 and sunny was a better day.
That's a little chilly.
We got into a big argument about it.
That's a little chilly.
But I thought yesterday, if you include the popping leaves, which in my very upscale waterfront community that I live in, Kenny.
And what about it?
I thought it was just a perfect, perfect day.
It was a very nice day out.
Now, are the trees in South Bay any different from the trees?
Well, technically, I live in South Central Bay. Which is a little different over there, the mean streets over by the railroads. Yesterday, Kenny.
On the other side of tracks.
I stay away from there.
He knows better.
My family does not go there.
So, last night, did the NBA season, it started yesterday, but also basically came to an end. Celtics, 132 points. They connected on 29 of 61 three-pointers. That's 47%.
Well, you're telling me the season's pointless now?
Boy, it felt like it. It felt like it watching the Boston Celtics.
I will tell you why you're wrong coming up at 640.
Tatum had 37 points. He is on his vengeance tour for the scorn and ridicule he received at the end of last year where he did not even win the MVP of the finals. That was
his teammate. First game of the season, you psychos. Why don't you just relax?
And he barely played in the Olympics for Team USA. Humiliating. When he came out last night.
It's not humiliating.
And he hit eight threes.
You people overreact. He had to pay homage. It's LeBron's last one. Who else was it? Is their last one? Kevin Durant's probably last one.
Yeah, that's it. Olympics.
So yeah. Jason Tatum's probably gonna have two more Olympics by the time it's all done. Yeah. You gotta let the old guys play. It's their final one.
Anyway, the Knicks and their new team humiliated 132 to 109. In the other game, though, the one everybody's talking about, it was the debut of the father-son connection, LeBron and Bronny. And what a moment on national television yesterday.
History, the first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game. This is all in the family. And what a celebration for the James family.
Ian Eagle, of course, of Turner Sports.
They missed an opportunity.
What was that?
To have Noah Eagle on the call with
Ian Eagle. Oh, my God. Well said.
Didn't want to overshadow it. But you're right. That would have been,
amazing. Yeah, they'll do that later in
Redo
the year.
It.
They'll do that later in the year. That's right. Why am I not taken by this?
Well, there's been so much talk. It's obviously a well-orchestrated event. Everybody knows that Bronny is really not deserving on his own merit.
And that's kind of what it takes it away from.
But I was not looking at it from his perspective. I continue to look at it from LeBron's perspective, which is how amazing this is. That not only is he still playing, I mean, he had 16 points last night. He still looked like he absolutely can play at a high level.
He is.
The fact that he could do this, the fact that he could wield his power in such a way is, I think, to me, the takeaway.
Well, you guys hate me all you want, but it's the truth's the truth. This is what makes him the greatest of all time. Jerry Reinsdorf was never going to allow anything like this. I mean, he came out before a season and said, hey, take your pictures because this is the last year. This is all together. We're done. And the Lakers, hey, you want J.J. Redick to be the coach? We'll make him the coach.
And that's part of
it,
too.
You want your son to be drafted? We'll draft him. Oh, he has to be on the roster? We'll put him on the roster. Oh, he has to play opening night with you? We will play him opening night. There's nobody more powerful.
Yeah, who
nobody
else could
more powerful?
Like, Patrick Mahomes could not get his brother, the viral sensation on TikTok. He couldn't get him in the actual lineup.
Well, they might need a receiver at some point.
Okay,
year.
Patrick Mahomes may be able to get his brother lined up on
they
special teams.
They just keep dropping like flies because he keeps throwing picks and causing them problems.
We're a defensive team now.
Oh, is that what you are?
Have you seen? You want to talk
That's
draft?
That's what you pay him a half a billion dollars 3P. For?
Owen. This is a segment for you. At some point, you tell me over the next month, you need to compare their drafts recently to the Browns. Because they got a lot of guys they drafted.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who are now part of one of the best defenses in football.
Nick Bolton. Let's start there.
That's not, wait a minute. We're not doing the segment now.
Are you trying to make an argument that the Browns drafts have been okay?
Let's do it.
Kenny, I would never do that. I just like to compare and contrast other teams.
I was about to say, that would be a very embarrassing enterprise for you. You can take that to afternoon drive.
Peter McGillicuddy.
Folks, you're Cleveland.
You try to sit there and make an argument like that.
Your Cleveland Cavaliers. They tip off their season north of the border in Toronto. 7:30 tonight.
Ah, the great white north.
But they're still reeling, Kenny, from a winless preseason in which they have to pick up the pieces. Kenny Atkinson says they got to improve.
We haven't rebounded very well. Offense, I think we're 28th or something. And our defensive transition has been, say, average. Listen, these are new concepts. It's going to take time. Definitely an area of improvement for us. Our transition defense will be tested tomorrow. That's, you know, the best thing they do. So we got to be really locked in there. But that doesn't mean we're not going to the boards, right? We're still going to go to the offensive board.
Winless in the preseason and saying we have to do better. I will just leave that there.
Where have you heard this one before?
Well, they have the new concept of rebounding.
I just like hearing the dribbling in the background. It gets me excited.
They do lead the league in squeaky pregame stuff.
When they move to the new place, will we hear that in the background or will that be done? It's going to be bigger. I imagine it's going to be more soundproof.
I think they're going to pump it through the speakers that go through downtown.
Okay. I thought they could digitally remaster it so you wouldn't have to hear it. Anyway, this is Kenny Atkinson on how they're going to neutralize Grady Dick tonight. Oh, I'm kidding. He didn't really talk about him in the scouting report.
Oh, all right.
Grady Dick, you're not excited? Kenny, it's the opener. Come on, let's get excited. Meanwhile,
Jerome in there tonight, or is he going golfing?
Come on. That's a cheap shot.
Yes, it is.
Finally, it was locker cleanup day for the Guardians, unfortunately, and here is Stephen Vogt.
We're disappointed. You know, we were right there. We felt like we were in that ALCS series the entire way. Any game could have gone our way, and we should be playing tonight is how we feel about it.
I think it's really interesting to hear the discussion after the fact on how this season went. A lot of people took that matchup with the Yankees in a lot of different directions. I saw people go right back to, well, the Dolans have to spend money next year. It's going to be this exact same thing. I'm like, yeah, you know, the Yankees obviously had a few more weapons. But I didn't think that series was, like, not winnable. Did you? Did you find that series to be something we couldn't overcome?
No, it was, I thought it was a winnable series.
I know they lost in five. But at no point was I like, boy, the Yankees, they're just on a different playing field.
No, you got in your own way.
Giancarlo Stanton was on a different.
He was, yeah.
So maybe don't pitch to him.
You can elect to do other things.
There's certain people that just like Nestor Cortez, who did not pitch against us. Like, I was worried about him because he did not have a great season, but he was good against us. He's been good against us. Like some guys, like who was it? Trevor Bauer against Detroit? He always did well. Or was it Kansas City? Except for when he threw the ball over the outfield fence. Which one was it? There was always I thought it was Detroit.
Minnesota. That's all I know.
One of the opponents in the division, he was always just like every time he pitches against him, it's like he's going to go eight innings and he's going to strike out a dozen and you're just going to have to deal with that. And when Giancarlo Stanton comes up against us, it whatever ails him is going to be fixed. But other than that, I was like, man, you got in your own way a lot. That's like the lights were too bright in New York. The Rocchio air towards the end of game five, obviously that didn't help. But there was just so many other little things that, man, you could have done better, and you didn't do it. But all in all, I still thought it was a wonderful season. I'm not going to say that it was a ruined season or a wasted year or anything like that. I thought it was a great season by them, and hopefully they learned a lot, and they will get better going into next year.
That's it for About Last Night.